Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to a new weekly episode of Conscious Cool Chic with Molly McCord, where we talk about the astrology and energies of this week and what the heck is going on. And I think that today's show is going to be very validating for you if things have felt crunchy, uncertain, slow, if you've had any frustration, anger, if you've been wanting things to move ahead and they're just not budging. All of that is what's been going on lately. So please know it's not you, it's the collective. It's what is up right now. And the best thing we can do during these phases is simply breathe and take a minute to come back to center and just go in to listen. And I think that's really important right now, listening to your body, to yourself, to your own inner voice, the whispers you hear, whether that's from your soul, from angels, from God, whatever you connect with, whatever you identify with, and just being in whatever is happening right now. There's a lot that's going on, and there's a lot that can feel stagnant. And please know that's only how it appears, but it's really actually moving through and pushing through. And I feel like there can even be, we're going to have some quantum leaps in April. So I'm going to get to that in today's show. But I just want to start with this collective sense of, okay, I just need to be mindful and aware of my own energy, my own thoughts, and not feel like I have to push the river, because you'll drive yourself mad. So we're in an interesting time because we just completed a really big full moon that was on March 31st, so that was Saturday. And that full moon, it was such a stop sign, it was such a check-in point, and it was meant to recalibrate you to make sure that you're really in alignment with what you want next. Because so often we can get really excited about a new beginning, right? And I'm just ready for that new beginning. Just let me out of here. I feel like some of you have been caged, like you felt like you've been imprisoned, and you're like, just let me out. And what is happening is that things are coming together so that you do have the freedom and you do have that sense of, I'm gonna call it escape, but it's meant to, it's like, it doesn't matter if you quote-unquote escape right away, because you'll just take the current energies with you into the new place if you don't stop and get clear and tune in and listen to what you really truly want next. So that's the phase we're in right now for these first 2 weeks of April. The first half of April is uncomfortable. It's kind of this awkward, I want this, but it's not happening, so can I have it? Or maybe it's not going to happen. I'm ready, but I'm stuck. So we have this tension, okay? And what you're really meant to do is to get stronger around your priorities and the new beginning that you really, really, really want, not just the small or temporary or even desperate new beginning. It's the bigger new beginning that is meant to set the stage for the next phase of your life. And that's what I'm just feeling. So I know I'm talking to some of you really specifically. And I feel like there's even parts of us that perhaps we're just becoming aware of that are ready for something new. And maybe you've been going along and you've been living your life and going to work and, you know, eating your Cheerios and enjoying your, you know, cornbread. And then you're like, no, I want more. than this. I want actually a lot more because I've done that, whatever that is for you. Typically this time of year, with all the Aries energy, we get this fresh burst. It's like I'm getting the image of a racehorse that's ready to just bust out and run down the track, right? It's like I'm ready to be that racehorse. But what we're really needing to do right now is to look and say, well, but are you going to be the racehorse on the same merry-go-round? Or are you done with something, really truly done with it on all levels of your being, and now you're ready for this whole new start on this whole new track, and we're bringing things together for you, so we don't want you busting out or trying to quote-unquote escape just yet. It's not time. So this is something in the collective. And so when we feel this, it kind of creates tension, frustration, anger. It can all be really unconscious too. And people just sort of throw it around and they're bitchy or they're witchy or they're twitchy and they're just not even aware of themselves. But typically people who listen to this show, you are aware of yourself and you are aware of what you want to consciously choose. So we're starting April with a giant pause, and we want to keep things moving, right? And we want to keep it going. So let's look at what's going on here, because we have a bunch of energies astrologically that are just on different pages, and I've been talking about this for a while. If you watch my videos on YouTube, I do the teaching videos for the full moon and the new moon, and I've been talking about Team Aries and Team Capricorn. And basically what these two energy signatures mean is that you're so ready for a new start, okay? And that's the Team Aries. That's the Sun in Aries. That's Mercury retrograde in Aries. That's Uranus in Aries. It's impatience. And you feel it, right? And it can feel like you have an anger because it's not happening yet. And there's that sense of, is it not going to happen? It's like, if I don't make it happen, it might not happen. So then you push harder, or you try more, or you hit your head on the brick wall. But all of this energy is actually slowing down, because the bigger, more powerful energy are the Capricorn planets, which is Mars in Capricorn, Saturn in Capricorn, Pluto in Capricorn, and they're saying, you need to be really, truly steady and clear about what you're committing to. And so this is the mature energy. See, the Aries is like the impulsive child, the toddler. I have a toddler. I know this energy well. It's the toddler who throws a tantrum because you gave him the blue dinosaur and not the red truck. And there's just like huge tantrum and, you know, end of the world. And then 3 seconds later, so happy and elated because he has a new helicopter. It's like, you know, like you're just like, oh my gosh, it's so unstable. But then the Capricorn energy is the parent. And you're saying, okay, this is what we have here. This is what's going to happen. This is where we're going to make our choices. And so what we're each dealing with is our inner toddler and our inner parent. And they are very different, right? They have different priorities. They have different desires. They have different expectations about how the day should go and what should happen. So we have this sense of, I feel like I want more, but I can't get it just yet. This is a beautiful gift of divine timing, my friends. This is a beautiful thing that we're sitting in. And when you have that awareness that you are not supposed to push anything, you will just relax into it, okay? And you'll relax into it with greater trust. And you'll relax into it by tapping into the deeper inspirations. And that's also what the Aries ignites. It's like, I'm inspired because I want to do this and this and this. So whatever those inspirations are for you, write them down, capture them, put them somewhere. Don't forget them, because you're going to be able to use them. But it could be that you have too much other responsibilities right now that are keeping you from inspirations. Just yesterday, I was looking at all of my projects, and I was like, what am I going to do? I have so much to do. Like, I counted them out. I have 13 projects. Like, Molly, you're insane. 13 projects. How are you going to do all this work? Right? All this stuff I want to get done. They're in various stages. I want to get it completed. And the Capricorn energy says you take one thing at a time and you finish it. So that's the assignment I gave myself. That was my inner adult telling myself, you take one thing at a time and you finish it. That's what each of us has to be doing right now. And that's where you're going to feel the progress. And these are the previous commitments we have. This isn't new. This is the stuff that we have to deal with in our real physical world. You know, it's the financial, it's the it's anything around time constraints. It's that feeling of I don't have enough time in the day to do everything I want to do. Or this is taking more time. And it could be that there is a big project or a big priority or something big on your plate. Or it could be, like me, you have like a bunch of small things that you're just trying to get off your plate. Whatever it is, it has to do with our concept of time. And our sense of, I want to rush to the finish line. I want to rush to get this done. But you cannot slam on the gas pedal right now because you'll go crazy and you'll be reckless. And you'll create more of a mess or more chaos than is needed. Mercury retrograde in Aries is now at 9 degrees. And Mercury is going to move back to 4 degrees. So there's territory that's being covered here from March, okay, from about the beginning of March, middle of March. And so whenever we have Mercury in Aries, well, he moves fast. And he doesn't care if he's nice. He's just going to say what he needs to say to get it done. That's where the anger can come up. That's where it's like someone can have a biting tongue, right, or they're just really direct. And we are meant to be sitting with our own minds right now to become more mindful of the words we say to ourselves and how we speak to other people. We're meant to be becoming more mindful of what we tell each other, what we tell ourselves about what we believe. So this is really your inner dialogue here that is being brought up to your awareness consciously, hopefully, for you to say, you know, why do I stress about this? Or, you know, am I trusting this process enough? Or am I sabotaging myself? Do I need to think about this differently? Do I need to talk to myself differently? Do I need to believe in myself on a whole new way, a whole new level? So it's a big inner dialogue that we're meant to be pulled into right now, because this inner dialogue is going to set the stage, my friends, for what you move into and create next. And if your inner dialogue is really, well, frustrated or angry or pissed off, or you want to tell someone, I mean, all of that is valid. We can't discount those thoughts, but we have to move through them. And so you need to find a way to move them through you, whether that's through your body, through your mind, writing them out, like, you know, you write that letter that you never send, you just clear it out. That is what the Mercury retrograde in Aries is helping us do. It's a purging right now of the anger. The anger, the frustration, the self-doubt, the lack of independence, any codependent thoughts, the sense of, well, I couldn't do this because someone else did that. You know, there's a sense here that you're meant to get stronger in your self-talk, and that it's looking at the words you tell yourself. This energy continues until April 15th, which is a really big day, because April 15th is when this mental energy is really going to shift as Mercury stations direct, and we have a really big new moon. So, like, April is really clear, if you want to say. The roadmap of April is really clear because the first 2 weeks, it's just getting stuff out and clear for you, really for you. You know, it's that sense of no one else is going to do this. Nobody else can do it. It's your responsibility. You know, it's part of your inner health, if you will, your mental health, your sense of self, of this is who I am, of really feeling strong in who you are, and understanding that, okay, it plays off of some of the big stuff from last year that really shifted things for a lot of people, whether those shifts were internal, external, financial, spiritual, mental, emotional, you know, take your pick, or maybe it's all of the above. And when we come out of these bigger times in our life, we have to regroup, okay? And you are regrouping right now, and you're coming back to what are your priorities based on who you are now. So it's really being in energetic alignment with who you are now. That's what the astrology is saying, because that's what Aries does, is it brings us back to our own sense of self as an independent being, as an independent individual who can take care of themselves, who is responsible for what they want in this lifetime and what they want to create, because everything builds from there. So this is foundational to your next steps, your next thing, your next life, your next, you know, dream. It feels big. It feels like there's many people who are ready for this next big start. And the astrology is saying, yes, it's like two thumbs up to the big start. But before you dash out that gate, before you're this racehorse that charges ahead, really look at what you can commit to on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, what is realistic, and keep your expectations grounded. Okay, so back to my crazy world of 13 projects, and I was like, I took each one, and I said, okay, this is what I have to do with each one, and I just wrote down notes for each project, and I thought, okay, I'm just going to, you know, go with some of the quick, low-hanging fruit, and then keep it simple and not stress about everything. And that's what we have to do right now, too, is not overload ourselves, not create anxiety that's not needed, not create the mental stress that is excessive, and really look at the tangibles here. Now, what I love is that we have more planets moving into Earth signs. And so that is, Venus just moved into Taurus. Beautiful. Because she is all about the pleasures of life, practical matters of money, the simple things like what do I enjoy on a daily basis, and how can I be self-reliant, how can I feel strong, how can I be grounded in what is real and true for me, and find the beauty in that. And so we're going to have more planets that move into Earth signs, and this is basically a reintegration of taking all the inspiration, ideas, priorities, you know, projects, motivation, and growth, and making it real. And that's the second half of April. So that's coming, my friends. The middle of April has this huge turning point where then the racehorse can move full steam ahead and take off. But right now, we're bringing together those parts and those pieces, and it's uncomfortable, and there's tension, and you could feel it on a daily basis. But what you really are meant to do is just relax into it and surrender into it. It's not, I don't mean surrender like a giving up. It's not that kind of a surrender. It's just understanding you can only do what you can do in a day. And there can be these little glitches that pop up, you know, these things you have to do twice. I felt like the other day I just did everything twice. I'm like, today's ridiculous. I just did everything twice. It was like the first time it didn't work and the second time it finally worked. And so all I could do was laugh. But you might not feel as productive and all you can do is laugh. And all you can do is then find something that makes you happy at the end of the day, whether that is a good meal, a great book, something that just, you know, like a TV show that you want to binge and relax into. Like you need something right now on a daily basis that brings you joy. And it can be very simple. It can be a magazine. Right? It can be a favorite song, going for a walk and listening to your favorite music. I mean, find something because that's going to help you feel better. You know, it'll obviously raise your energy, raise your vibration, but it's also going to help put everything in perspective. And we might not have perspective when we're impatient, when we're dealing with our own inner toddler. So there's so much about the beginning of April that is just taking it one day at a time, one thing at a time, and then to find gratitude along the way and to also understand that time is on your side. So I've talked before about how the sun in Aries is ruled by Mars. That makes Mars the ruler. And so I think of it as, okay, well, if the sun is the chef, then the ruling planet is the sous chef, which is, you know, your support and who's second in command. And so when Mars is in Capricorn, he just slows us down. But he's really good at being in command and being a general and moving things forward and getting things done. So stuff is moving forward when you can break it down on that level in that way. We're coming up to beautiful connections with Venus. Venus in Taurus is going to be trining Saturn in Capricorn and Mars in Capricorn. And these energies are just great because Venus is about, especially in Taurus, is about money. And when she makes a connection to Mars, there is a push, a sense of, yes, it's time. And then when she trines Saturn, it makes it real. Literally in the real world, it's like the check you've been waiting on comes through. The progress comes through. Saturn is an older man. Saturn is justice. Saturn is an authority figure. Saturn is a police officer or he's your boss. And so when he trines Venus, he gives her two thumbs up. And something is decided. Something comes through. And so that happens this weekend, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. And then early next week, Monday, Tuesday, Venus will trine Mars in Capricorn, which is all systems go. So we have something coming through that's decided, that's news, that's a development, that's concrete and supportive. And then Mars says, okay, great, I'm going to take this and run with it. Now, Mars is also masculine energy and Venus is feminine energy. And when the two of them are connecting in this way, it's great for relationships. It's great for progress. It's great for being in alignment and on the same page with what you are making and doing next. So that is really supportive here. Like that is going to also, I think you're probably going to feel it after this weekend. So that is April 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th. You'll feel that energy shift of, okay, what I've been working on or waiting for or, you know, creating has some legs to it. has something stable, foundational, real. And that is great. Like, that feels really good. So this is happening, if you know your chart, it's happening at 8 degrees through 12 degrees of Taurus and Capricorn. So if you have any planets or points there, this is being highlighted for you. Now, the other thing that's happening, today's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, is that this Mercury retrograde is making a really difficult square to Mars and Saturn. And so this, again, is your impulsive toddler self who's going to throw a tantrum, and then the parent walks in the room and shuts it down. That's basically what Mars and Saturn do. They're the parent that shuts it down and says, this is not happening. You're not getting your way. We're not going to do this. And don't talk back. So there's this sense of an authority figure perhaps pushing back or giving you a boundary, giving you a lesson, giving you something that your toddler self doesn't really want to hear because of its impatience and its desire to get what it wants. But the bigger picture here is, of course, it isn't even time. Like, you're meant to be working something out internally. So anything that you voice or take forward, know that you might just have to talk it out with somebody a few more times. Let's see here. Mercury, so this is happening when Mercury is at 10, 9, 8 degrees, and he will be back at these degree points in late April, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th. So later in April, whatever comes up this week, later in April is the time to have another conversation about it. So you could be talking about something now and then realize, all right, this didn't go as planned. I need to think this through. Let me regroup. Then you want to revisit it later on, or you might have to revisit it later on in April. I would actually advise you to wait until later in May. Mid-May would be a better time to get resolution on whatever is coming up this week, because then Mercury will be in Taurus, and he'll be talking nicely with Mars and Saturn, with Saturn and Capricorn. So anything that happens the end of this week and it doesn't go your way or it pisses you off, you get angry, do not send the mean email. Do not be rude. Just bring it in. Keep it to yourself. Work it out internally. Don't throw it around. Don't create more drama or chaos. Just understand it wasn't the right time, and the better timing will be in May to talk about this or move it through. It's an interesting month. I feel like a lot shifted. I really felt a shift actually on April 2nd, which is interesting because normally I feel a shift on the 1st of the month. But the 1st of April was Easter and April Fool's Day. And so it was kind of it was the day of the trickster. That's what April Fool's Day is. It's a trickster. And so it wasn't until April 2nd that I felt clean and clear energies that kind of took away March, you know, the March madness. I felt it leave. I felt it go away. And so we started off April with a sense of, okay, it's a new month, and yet it still has some things that aren't moving through as fast as you want. And yet they will. They really will. So we're building up to a really awesome new moon on April 15th. It's at 26 degrees of Aries. And wherever this is in your chart is where you're meant to break free. This is a breakout energy. It's breaking free. It is conjunct Uranus at 28 degrees, actually. And then Eris is at 23 degrees of Aries. Eris is she's known as the goddess of discord, and she represents the angry feminine, the angry female energy, the energy of an unawakened woman. It's karmic energies for women. It's what we've had to endure and where we have felt fed up through lifetimes of cycles of energies, whether it's through the violence or abuse or, you know, anything that's been really difficult for the feminine energy. And this isn't just females, because men have feminine energy too. And so it's the part of us that has felt suppressed, and we weren't able to be our full selves, and we weren't able to feel powerful. And the sun is going to come across this point next week, and it's going to be an eruption of anger. And so give yourself, I'm giving you that heads up, that this is when we see more things come to the surface that we didn't realize were there, but we have to get them out in order to heal. This energy will actually be exact on April 14th, 13th, and 14th. And it feels like there's going to be more stuff that you could feel. You sensed it, and then it's finally given words, or it finally is demonstrated, or it comes out, it's set free. And that's a blessing. Like, finally it's out in the open, or finally it's been said and expressed, and someone got mad. Because once you get mad, once you're really angry, you get it out. And you're no longer containing it in your body. We have to be moving our bodies right now. That's also something that's ruled by Aries, is the physical body, where you need to run, you need to do karate, you need to dance, you need to go for a really, really, really long walk, you need to do yoga. Move energy through, okay? Move it through. That's another assignment we have in April, is just move it through, and that's going to help you really understand that you're in control of your energy. You're in control of what this is for you. And so that is powerful right there. And that is grounding. And that will give you new strength. And so we're building up to this new moon on April 15th that is going to be a turning point. And it'll be here in no time. And so just make the most of every day. You do this, you do this, you do this, done. You reward yourself at the end of the day with something lovely, delightful, delicious, and you call it a day, okay? And then you start again the next morning. We have to be pacing ourselves. The planets want us to pace ourselves. You're deliberate. You're clear. You aren't overwhelming yourself or having unrealistic expectations. That is how we're meant to be beginning the month, because by the time we hit the middle of the month, the energy shift is big, and then you're going to feel, like, I'm getting the image of, like, doors just busting open. Some of you are going to feel let out of prison. That's so funny. So let out of prison, whatever that means for you. You're going to feel it this month, okay? It's coming, and you're ready. And so continue the trust. Continue to look at how you talk to yourself and what you need to be more self-affirming. Oh, boy, forgiveness. Okay. Some of you have to forgive yourselves. Oh, boy. It's like all caps. All caps. Okay, what you should do is basically tattoo forgiveness on your arms. Okay, I'm kidding. Don't do that. But do you know what I mean? You need to make that front and center, self-forgiveness. You did what you thought was best. Oh, I'm feeling tears. Okay. You really thought this was the right path, and you didn't know better. And you have to forgive yourself for what you didn't know. And I think that's something we can all relate to. We've all been there. We've all had that experience of, I didn't know, or I didn't think it through, or I didn't realize, or you were under an illusion. You were under a big false illusion that blew up in your face, and now you know. And now you learned it. And now you're coming back to regroup and get clear. Because you know what's really amazing is that every day the sun rises again. I don't know why I'm getting so teary-eyed about this, but some of you need to hear this. Like, the sun is going to rise tomorrow. And And it's going to be a new day, and it's going to be a new start, and you're going to keep going. And soon, whatever this big thing has been, it's just going to get smaller and smaller. And you learned from it, even if it was the long, hard path, even if it broke your heart, you lost something, you feel like you lost everything. You didn't. And now you're regrouping and you're starting again. So I feel like there is a sense here of we need time to regroup. And that's what's being given to us. So the self-forgiveness is huge. And this is also part of, it's part of Chiron moving into Aries. So I did a show recently, a special extra episode about Chiron into Aries and how we reach this choice point of, okay, we completed a full cycle and we learned something and we understood it, and now we need to really grieve it and allow our emotional process to happen consciously so that we don't take that forward into the new cycle. Please listen to that show, Chiron in Aries, because that is one of the bigger energies of April. And that's what's happening underneath the surface. That's also why we are being gifted with this time. I mean, it's like if you could see how everything's working in your favor, you wouldn't be so hard on yourself. Self-forgiveness is a big theme as we reach the middle of the month. And the healing is happening. I'm going to be doing a new healing, I don't know what to call it, series. I'm still bringing it together. That is specifically for those of you who are twin flames, who are healing from relationships, and who are clearing up a lot of, say, karmic energies and relationship stuff, especially in your heart. Like, I'm getting the image of a really heavy heart. It's like the heart, but it has like black coals on the bottom of it, like black coals that are just heavy and weighted and hardened. And no, we can't have that. We're going to clear all that out. So I'm working on doing a new series that's healing the heart. And I will, like I just said, I can't release that just yet because I need to bring it together and get it ready to share with you. But I'll be sharing that in April, the middle of this month, if not sooner, because I know that so many of you are in need of healing relationship energies. It's one of the biggest parts of our lives, and it matters the most to us because it establishes so much in our world, right? It establishes your status, if you're in a partnership, if you're married, your property, your resources, your money, your children, your parents. I mean, think about everything that's connected with relationships, specifically love relationships is what I'm talking about. So I'm going to be giving you more of the information that I've received about this, and I'll be posting it as videos on YouTube. And I feel really excited about this. So it's definitely related to the astrology of Chiron in Pisces and Chiron in Aries, because Chiron is the wound. It's healing the soul's wound. And we all do it. And we all have to do it. We don't get out of it. But once we feel stronger in that part of our life being healed, it changes us forever. And it changes us profoundly. And I want to help you with that because I've been there, I've done it, and I've seen how powerful it can be to be on the other side of it, at least like the bigger stuff. I mean, there's parts of it that we still work through and we still have to get rid of. But, part of being here is that we have to take care of each other and we have to help each other. And so if I feel or I'm seeing these coals, these burnt dark coals sitting in the bottom of hearts. We can't have that, my friends. We have to really dissolve that. Like, just imagine these pieces of hurt and pain, grief, like the grief. And, you know, you can pick up a piece of coal and you can just rub it in your hands and it dissolves. It's that kind of visual of this energy dissolving in you so that you're not carrying this heaviness forward. So that is something that I'm working on, and I'll keep you updated on when those videos are available. In the meantime, I wish you a beautiful ongoing journey as you deal with your inner toddler and your inner adult who's regulating that toddler. And I hope that you can really get stronger with the self-forgiveness and also staying in control of your mind and what it's creating and what messages you're telling yourself, because that is being cleared out too. It's a bit like, okay, funny, I'm getting the image of literally carrying baggage out to the curb, okay? You're taking baggage in your mind and you're like taking it out for the garbage truck to collect. You're just taking it out. You're like, I don't need this. I don't want this in my head. Out it goes. So that's what we're doing in this Mercury retrograde, taking out what's in our head and making sure that only the healthy, clean, positive stuff stays there. Okay, I feel like that is, I feel like that's complete for this week. And this might be one of those shows that you have to listen to again. I felt like it was emotionally big. Sometimes I don't know if that's just me, but I felt like there was a lot here. And I hope that this gives you an understanding that you're connected with everyone else on this journey. There's stuff that we have to do alone. You have to do it in your own energy, on your own timeline. It's the most personal parts of your journey. And yet, just know that there are other travelers who are doing the same thing. And I am so grateful for those of you who listen to this show every week. Thank you for sharing this in your Facebook groups and online and through email. I so appreciate you spreading the word that there are thousands of you who listen every week. And just to know that this is a really awesome community of people, and I'm grateful for you. So I will see you back here next Wednesday for our next live show. And, of course, you can listen to this replay either on iTunes, on Blog Talk Radio, or on YouTube. And I hope that supports you when you need it. Thank you so much, and I will see you next Wednesday. Take care. Bye-bye.